Welcome to Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program.
Looking good to upgrade my community and uplift my community. This in the photo is a great move. Yes, and yes, I'm photo of it have been fixed for a long, long time. For me, I'll ban a thing. So right now, it's a good move.
Kevin Watson, a resident of Lionel Town in Clarendon. He's one of the many happy residents in Southeast Clarendon who is benefiting from repairs being carried out on the Lionel Town Post Office. The work is being done under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program at a cost of almost $8 million. Project Supervisor Wayne McCurbin outlines the scope of work.
It is really a risk area repairing the post office. What happened is that we are changing the flooring, demolition to rebuild some internal walls, and get some repairs to the roof, remove and change windows, painting, removing ceiling, changing floor joists, bad floor joists, and all those things.
The initiative, which got started in December 2013, is expected to be completed in March. The program has so far provided employment opportunity for 16 persons from the community, and that number is expected to increase over time.
What we do, we are rotating people on a property. So the set of people that I had last week is a different set of people I'm having this week, and the set of people I'm having this week. So about 90 to 100 persons will be able to come to this
place. Project Supervisor Wayne McCurbin. Tyrone Williams is one of the beneficiaries.
Well, you know, that thing is going on fine so far. Employment, most of the guys are coming to work in. I have to have a rotation this morning. So I will be on a weekly basis, you know. So everybody basically can get something.
Kevin Watson is also working on the Lionel Town Post Office. He's grateful to be employed through the project, as he was out of a job for some time.
I feel good to know, so yes, a little thing I go on where we can spin a little gig, and now give me nothing, so I appreciate what I go on. Right now, if I never this right now, we are there on the road. I know this thing I go on, no feel with boy, I took a food, no food, I appreciate that very much. I think it's a good program, at least most of the people here are from the community, so we don't really have no problem, and they run good and everything, no problem, because the money for them is running all right, and I appreciate what I'm going on, nobody can understand, and they might do it on a rotate system, which is good. People work for a week, some work for 2 weeks, they come and work, and then the next set of people get employed. That is good.
Beneficiary Kevin Watson. Jeep is one of the government's strategies geared at countering chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. Jeep also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. Jeep is now in its third phase, and over 40,000 Jamaicans have already received employment under the project. Phase 2 of Jeep, which saw approximately 20,000 persons being employed, started July 1, 2012 and ended June 30, 2013. Phase 3 of the initiative started July 1, 2013 and will end on March 31, 2014. To date, just over 1,000 persons have been employed under Phase 3. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program.
Blessed, this is Queen Ifrika. We hear and see the horrors in the news way too often. I'm talking about fires. Parents and guardians, teach your children not to play with matches or any other flammable devices, and never leave them at home unsupervised. Ensure that you keep your homes and surroundings safe. It is our responsibility as adults to protect the little ones from harm. So don't send the youths to light no stove, lamp, or candle. And please, don't leave the kids in the house by themselves with a lamp or a candle aburn. Let's do our part. Let's keep the children alive. They have a right to life.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate. So I learned to
depend on. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.